Now we go to Toronto Blue Jay left fielder Michael Saunders, a fellow Canadian. Michael, thanks for doing. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm well. Are you in Florida right now?
Yeah. I'm actually at the stadium right now. We just finished a workout for the day and just getting ready to go back home.
How long have you been down south?
We got here Wednesday, so I've just gotten a couple of days of workouts in and, just getting ready for spring training. So I'm based out of Colorado, so it's nice to get out in the warm sun for now.
So why are you based out of Colorado if you're Canadian?
I moved there for my wife, basically. You know, I figure I work in the States most of the time, obviously, until I got traded over to Toronto. But, married an American, and she doesn't have a choice. She's got to follow me around wherever I'm at. So I decided for the off season she can choose where we want to live.
You're a selfless individual. I don't know if you heard
right?
before.
Typical Canadian, right, guys?
Very Canadian of you to I won't say acquiesce, but to actually have consideration for another human being, right?
Very Canadian. Yep, that's right.
All right, let's talk about, and I don't know, and speaking of your wife, I don't know if you heard the clip I just played, but the assistant coach for the Oklahoma City Thunder, Monty Williams, gave the eulogy for his wife yesterday, who he lost in a terrible car accident, and
yeah.
The guy was just, I mean, just incredible, right?
I can't imagine. I mean, it just goes to show how precious life is. One minute, you know, you're at a basketball practice, the next minute your wife's driving down the street and gets into a horrific car accident, and I can't even imagine. I can't begin to think about something like that.
And look, not to compare that to what happened to you last year, but it was just happenstance that you stepped on a sprinkler head and your season was lost. And you're a very positive guy, and you were looking forward to playing for the Blue Jays. I imagine growing up in Canada, you were a Blue Jay fan. But let's go back to last year, that moment when that happened, and what happened afterward. I can't imagine how disappointed you were, but you must be pretty excited right now.
Yeah, you know, I was telling my wife about a week ago how excited I was to get back out here and come to spring training. And, you know, despite the injury, put the injury aside, the day that I'm not really excited after, you know, a 4-month hiatus to come to spring training, you know, that's the day I know that I need to hang them up. I'm just not happy playing anymore, obviously. But especially this year, considering what happened last year, I feel like a kid again. I feel like a kid playing a game, and I'm really excited to be down here and having no symptoms with my knee, just running around, shagging batting practice and, you know, hitting the ball and just, you know, I feel like a kid again, and I'm really excited for this upcoming year. Obviously I was really excited last year. I grew up a big Blue Jays fan. So when I found out that I got traded to Toronto, nobody was happier than I was. And, it felt almost like a fresh start. And coming down to spring, I got here early, and then literally, you know, the first day or 2 days before spring training actually started when, you know, that happened. And I feel like the biggest thing for me last year was overcoming mental and emotional obstacles. Obviously, you know, physically my health wasn't great with my knee, but more so I feel like I learned a lot just sitting back and watching the guys. And, there's times where I was depressed. I was down here in Florida and the 100-degree weather at a hotel room, at the field, rehabbing, back to the hotel room, and just watching the guys play on TV. And I wanted nothing more than obviously be out there. So, leading into this year, I feel like mentally I'm so much stronger for enduring that and going through something like that. And I'm just excited, man. Once again, I feel like a kid and couldn't be happier with where my knee's at today.
Michael Saunders is our guest. You're listening to Sportsnet today on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. I'm Joey Vendetta, and we're talking about, look, you're excited and fitting into this team now, and your knee is 100%, right?
Yeah, it feels great.
Okay, great. There's a ton of Blue Jay fans right now that just breathed a sigh of relief, but you didn't get the chance to play last year, but you were never surrounded when you played in Seattle. You really weren't surrounded by a great hitting team. And now you're coming into a lineup that's murderer's row, that's the best hitting team in baseball by over 100 runs. How do you think that's going to change your approach, if at all? Does it make you think differently? You're definitely going to be protected. No, it's incredible that you go from a team that didn't have home run hitters to a home run hitting friendly park and a team that crushes the ball.
As far as an approach, I think I learned later in my career to not change the kind of player I am and not try to be someone who people want me to be and just, you know, I think that's when, ever since 2012, I think I kind of decided to try to be the best version of myself that I could be. And I came to grips with stop trying to compare myself to everybody else, stop trying to be something I'm not, and just continue to try to get better at what I do best. And, you know, I think that was a big turning point for me. And as far as the lineup goes, you know, it's true when they say hitting is contagious. And this, like you said, this is, I think, easily the best hitting team in baseball. And I think we showed it last year. You know, it's basically the same lineup going into this season. And everyone's a lot more comfortable with one another. We've played together. We understand, you know, each other as players and what we can do. And it's something that you really feed off of, right? I think the pitcher more so, there's going into the season, I think there's a lot more pressure on the pitchers than there will be on us as hitters. And they realize that they can't make mistakes. And when they start thinking like that, they in turn start making mistakes. And it's just, hitting's contagious. You feed off each other, and it's a lot of fun watching these guys last year, and I can't wait to be a part of it this year.
Okay, so you were traded for Jay Happ. The Jays signed Jay Happ, got him back from Pittsburgh, where he had an incredible end of the season. Second half of the season was great, altered his mechanics a little bit. Have you guys bumped into each other? Have you guys talked?
Oh, yeah. I actually came down here about a month ago just to let the trainers get their hands on me. They can see me in person, how my rehab's progressing, and he was actually at the clubhouse working out, and I was only there for 2 days, and we kind of had a good laugh about it. And you know, at the moment I actually saw that the Jays signed him, I kind of laughed about it as well, and you know, couldn't wait to meet him and just kind of talk about it and have a good chuckle about it. But he's a great guy. We've had our laughs about it, but it's kind of forgotten now at this point.
So Ben Revere's gone. We know that there's been some little bit of movement in the infield, and as far as a leadoff hitter, there's, you know, discussion on Kevin Pillar. If Travis is going to be there once he comes back, he's supposed to be out until May. Have you given any thought to hitting leadoff? Do you think you could hit leadoff?
You know, no matter where I'm playing, I'm just happy to be playing. The beauty about this lineup is 1 through 9. You know, it's dangerous. Basically, there's not really much of a hole in this lineup, and no matter where I'm hitting in this lineup, my approach is going to stay the same. And you know, like I said, that goes back to a couple years ago when I finally stopped trying to be something that I wasn't and trying to compare myself to everybody else. And, you know, ultimately, leadoff guys, you only lead off the game once. You know, you're up there to hit. If they're just, you know, you're not looking to go up there and take anything. And you know, it's basically with this lineup, people think that you're going to get a lot more fastballs, you know, hitting leadoff or whatever it may be. Obviously, in this case, you got the MVP behind you, so it might be true. But once you've been in the league long enough, there's a book out on you. Pitchers know how to get you out, and if they get you out with off speed, that's what they're going to throw you till you can prove that you can make an adjustment. So, as far as hitting leadoff, I think that you know, you only lead off once per game, and after that, you're just kind of a rotation. And no matter where I'm at, my approach is always going to stay the same.
Yeah, and the potential you had, you showed in 2012, and again, playing in half the season in a pitcher-friendly park in Seattle, you almost had a 2020 season. You were healthy in 2012. You're healthy this year, and again, knock on wood, that you stay healthy. But with that 2020 potential that you showed in 2012, you were very close. You have a team now, as I said, that's going to protect you, and you know, your knee being healthy, you can steal some bases and help this team in so many different ways, right?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. You know, I think, honestly, I think my best season was actually 2014. It was, you know, cut a little bit short. You know, I tore my oblique, but I think 2014 was actually more of my coming out party than I think 2012 was. As far as maturing as a baseball player, as far as refining my approach, I felt like I swung at a lot better pitches, and I felt like over the course of my at-bats, I actually stuck to my approach a lot better. So as far as that goes, I really look back on 2014. I try to get into that mindset whenever, you know, whenever I might struggle a little bit this year. I got to remember where I'm at. I try to jot down my emotions and my mindset when I'm going really well. So the times when I start getting into a little bit of funk, I can revert to that, look at that, remember how I felt, and that's mainly 2014 for me.
All right, and one final question. Blue Jay fans get a little rattled about this pitching staff. Not a little rattled, really rattled. What? It's early. We haven't even started. Pitchers and catchers haven't reported, but it sounds like a lot of guys are down there, and it sounds like they're pretty happy with the way this new regime is treating them as far as Shapiro and Atkins, and I guess Wedge is down there as well. But it sounds like you guys have maybe some different amenities. Maybe there's been some upgrades in some areas that players are impressed by, but that's what we're hearing. But the pitching staff, with Stroman not starting last year and coming in September, pitching 4-0, pitching well in the playoffs, and then all the different, you know, the movement with Estrada getting re-signed and Jay Happ being brought in and Chavez being brought in, we know that it's unsettled to a degree, but with Drew Storen in the bullpen, that seems like it's going to be settled. It's really going to come down to Hutchison and Sanchez and Chavez as far as the, you know, the back end of the rotation. What's the player's perspective? What's your perspective on this pitching staff?
To be honest, I honestly think it might be a better pitching staff than we had last year. At the end of the day, with the offense we have, I think that you really just need to keep us in the game. Obviously, we want you to go out there and throw out 8 shutout and then let the back end of our bullpen take care of it. But I think the offense takes a lot of pressure off the pitching staff. And like you said, you know, Happ made some adjustments second half of the season, had a great year last year. That's why he's back. You know, he deserved the contract that he got. We re-signed Estrada. He obviously had an incredible season last year. You know, if he can do anything close to that this year, it'll be fantastic. We got Stroman for a full year. You know what you're going to get with Dickey. And then, like you said, I guess, you know, the fifth rotation spot's up for Graz, but we got some great arms for that. You know, it's not like we're putting up maybe 0-1 runs a game and you're putting a lot of pressure on your pitchers to go out there and go 8. You know, we're looking at 5-6 runs a game on average, whatever it was last year. I think that takes a lot of pressure off the pitchers this year. And the back end of our bullpen got stronger with the acquisition from Storen, and I think Gibby's got a lot of options to work with, and that's a blessing. So I think it's going to be a pleasant surprise to Blue Jays fans this year.
Yeah, and I also think that what I think motivates them, and again, you were talking about 2014, you played 78 games, so you know, just over half a season, but that's when you felt you really hit your stride in terms of, you know, being a little pickier on pitches. Your average was higher, and again, you got hurt, but this is a city that hasn't had a winner, you know, hasn't had a division winner in 20 years, and you saw what happened last year, right? It was insane. So I think people just want that feeling again because they enjoyed it so much, hence their worry, right?
And we want that feeling, and we are talking about it, actually. I was surprised when I came here. I thought I was getting here a little bit early. I was surprised that, I mean, this clubhouse is packed, and guys are in here at 8 in the morning, drenched in sweat. You can just feel the excitement because they experienced that. And I guess I never experienced it as far as playing, but just being a part of it on the bench, watching the guys, you know, I'm excited for this season. And I came to realize, so I was born and raised in Victoria, complete other side of the country. And when I was talking to my buddies from back home, they were telling me that on their lunch break, you wouldn't believe how many Blue Jays hats, Blue Jays jerseys. You know, over lunch, the only conversations were going on were, did you see the Jays last night? Or what are you doing tonight for the game? It's not just Toronto's team anymore. It's Canada's team. It's always been Canada's team. But you could really feel the excitement from last year, I really feel like. And we're building off that, and we're excited to get going. And, I mean, you know, as a fan, I can't imagine how excited they must be. So, you know, we're not putting any pressure on ourselves. I think, if anything, we gained a lot of confidence, not only individually as players, but as a team. And it starts in spring training, and we know that, and we're expecting to win. We're not showing up wondering what's going to happen that night. We're showing up expecting to win.
Michael, thanks a lot for doing this. I love hearing how positive and excited you are and how guys are there early. That bodes very well for the spring training. Good luck to you, and we'll hopefully talk to you again very soon, man. Thanks a lot for your time.
Can't wait, guys. It was a pleasure. Thank you.